The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1975, it was the International Space Mission that you didn't hear much about. Months after the American-Soviet Apollo-Soyuz mission, experiments submitted by American scientists were flown aboard one of the Soviet Union's Cosmos unmanned satellites, alongside experiments from Czechoslovakia, France, Poland, Romania, and Hungary. Cosmos 782 remained in space for 19 days and then returned its experiment packages to Earth. Born on this day in 1920, actor Ricardo Montalban.
I've done far worse than kill you. I've hurt you. And I wish to go on hurting you. I shall leave you as you left me, as you left her. Marooned for all eternity in the center of a dead planet. Buried alive.
Noelle Neal, the first actress to play Lois Lane, was also born in 1920, and so was actress Sheila Fraser, who played Aunt Beru in Star Wars.
Oh, and he can't stay here forever. Most of his friends have gone. It means so much to him.
I'll make it up to him next year. I promise.
Luke's just not a farmer, Owen. He has too much of his father in him.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Hugo and Nebula-winning writer Paul Anderson was born in 1926. Jeffrey Hunter, who played Captain Pike in the original Star Trek pilot, was born the same year.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, I feel fine, just fine.
Yeah, you look 100% better.
You recommended a rest and change of pace, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I've even been home. Does that make you happy? Yeoman?
Yes, sir.
I thought I told you that when I'm on the bridge, I... Oh. Oh, yes, the reports. Thank you.
Sir, I was wondering, just curious, who would have been Eve?
Yeoman, you've delivered your report.
Eve as in Adam?
As in all ships, doctors, a dirty old man.
On this day in 1981, we were asked the question, continue?
Let's go.
The arcade game Fantasy, originated in Japan by SNK and released on this day in America, was one of the first two arcade games to give players the option to insert another coin and pick up where their on-screen character last died. The first game to offer this option, Vanguard, was released earlier in 1981 by SNK. In 1996, Captain Sheridan and the crew of Babylon 5 finally got to see what the Vorlons looked like outside of their mysterious encounter suits.
The Vorlon ship's breaking free. It's like it's alive.
Get your people out of there! Clear the Vorlon ship to leave before it tears the place apart!
The episode Falling Toward Apothesis revealed Ambassador Kosh and its enemy as they fought their final battle. And in 1998, the Babylon 5 story came to an end.
Do you know what tomorrow is? In Earth time, I mean. It's Sunday. When I was a kid, every Sunday, Dad would take us out for a drive. We never knew where we were going. That was half the fun. We'd just go. He'd say, pick a direction. And one of us would point, and off we'd go. Tomorrow was Sunday, Glenn. And I'm going out for a drive. I want to feel space beneath me one last time. It's where I belong. where I've always belonged.
The last episode of the series premiered on cable channel TNT, reuniting the characters 20 years after they prevailed in their interplanetary war. The episode had actually been filmed a year earlier, before the makers of Babylon 5 knew that TNT would rescue the show from syndication cancellation and give it an extra season on cable. You can read about these events and many more on TheLogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Available now is the best of Classic Gaming Expo 2003 on two DVDs, including the only CGE appearance by the founder of Atari, Nolan Bushnell, as well as hosts and contestants from the game show Starcade and the minds behind some of Atari's most famous arcade games. You can pick up our other original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, anytime in TheLogbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by Earl Kane.